The villagers had watched in consternation as the woman had marched boldly to the hut of the sandwich maker. The sandwich maker had been sent to them by Almighty Bob in a burning fiery chariot. This, at least, was what Thrashbarg said, and Thrashbarg was the authority on these things. So, at least, Thrashbarg claimed, and Thrashbarg was... And so on, and so on. It was hardly worth arguing about. A few villagers wondered why Almighty Bob would send his only begotten sandwich maker in a burning fiery chariot rather than perhaps in one that might have landed quietly, without destroying half the forest, filling it with ghosts and also injuring the sandwich maker quite badly. Old Thrashbarg said that it was the ineffable will of Bob, and when they asked him what ineffable meant, he said, "Look it up." This was a problem, because old Thrashbarg had the only dictionary and he wouldn't let them borrow it. They asked him why not, and he said that it was not for them to know the will of Almighty Bob, and when they asked him why not again, he said because he said so. Anyway, somebody sneaked into old Thrashbarg's hut one day while he was out having a swim and looked up ineffable. Ineffable apparently meant unknowable, indescribable, unutterable, not to be known or spoken about. So that cleared that up. At least they had got the sandwiches. One day, old Thrashbarg said that Almighty Bob had decreed that he, Thrashbarg, was to have first pick of the sandwiches. The villagers asked him when this had happened exactly, and Thrashbarg said it had happened yesterday, when they weren't looking. "Have faith," old Thrashbarg said, "or burn." They let him have first pick of the sandwiches. It seemed easiest. And now this woman had just arrived out of nowhere and gone straight for the sandwich maker's hut. His fame had obviously spread, though it was hard to know where to, since, according to old Thrashbarg, there wasn't anywhere else. Anyway, wherever it was she had come from, presumably somewhere ineffable, she was here now and was in the sandwich maker's hut. Who was she? And who was the strange girl who was hanging around outside the hut moodily and kicking at stones and showing every sign of not wanting to be there? It seemed odd that someone should come all the way from somewhere ineffable in a chariot that was obviously a vast improvement on the burning fiery one which had brought them the sandwich maker, if she didn't even want to be here. They all looked to Thrashbarg, but he was on his knees mumbling and looking very firmly up into the sky and not catching anybody else's eye until he'd thought of something. "Trillion," said the sandwich maker, sucking his bleeding thumb. "What? Who? When? Where?" "Exactly the questions I was going to ask you," said Trillian, looking around Arthur's hut. It was neatly laid out with his kitchen utensils. There were some fairly basic cupboards and shelves and a basic bed in the corner. A door at the back of the room led to something Trillian couldn't see because the door was closed. "Nice," she said, but in an inquiring tone of voice. She couldn't quite make out what the setup was. "Very nice," said Arthur. "Wonderfully nice. I don't know when I've ever been anywhere nicer. I'm happy here. They like me. I make sandwiches for them. And, well, that's it, really. They like me and I make sandwiches for them." "Sounds, idyllic," said Arthur, firmly. "It is. It really is. I don't expect you'd like it very much, but for me, it's, well, it's perfect. Look, sit down, please. Make yourself comfortable. Can I get you anything? A sandwich?"